This is The Caretaker, and you are listening to The Graveyard Show.
Welcome to The Graveyard.
Welcome to another edition of the Graveyard Show podcast. I am your caretaker, and the graveyard is open. Welcome to news notes, and is Dario Argento's classic film Suspiria overrated? Well, I ask that question not to be provocative or to come up with some crazy hot take. I ask it, well, because I'm going to take you back to something that happened to me at a screening of Suspiria. And I'll get into that in a little bit. Hopefully you will join in on the conversation. I would love for you to do so. You can either do so if you're listening to the program on YouTube. You can put your comments in the comment section, as well as you can reach out to me directly here at the Graveyard, which is email. Yes, I know, that old archaic form of email. gyspodcast@gmail.com. That's gyspodcast@gmail.com. caretakerisawesome@gmail.com. You can send me your thoughts on whether or not you think Suspiria is overrated and why. And I'm going to get into another reason why I would love to hear your comments as well in just a moment. But first, let's get into the news. The new film Resurrection has its first teaser trailer available. It is a film that is brought to you by IFC Films. It is written and directed by Andrew Siemens. It is Andrew's second film. And the film stars Rebecca Hall and Tim Roth. Perhaps you've heard those names before. Thrillist describes the film Resurrection as electrifying. I was buzzing for hours. Hall is absolutely mesmerizing, an unbelievable zany ride. You're just going to have to see it for yourself. Bloody Disgusting says jaw-dropping, an unhinged, stunning showcase for Hall, a Grand Guignol finale with shocking implications. The Hollywood Reporter says captivating, a stunning, charismatic performance from Rebecca Hall. And Time Out says a gripping, gruesome thriller, the kind of creeping dread and shocking climax that hallmarks some of the best horror. The film Resurrection had its world premiere at the 2022 Sundance Film Festival. Margaret, played by Rebecca Hall, leads a successful and orderly life, perfectly balancing the demands of her busy career and single parenthood to her fiercely independent daughter, Abby. Everything is under control, but that careful balance is upended when an unwelcome shadow from her past, David, played by Tim Roth, returns, carrying with him the horrors of Margaret's past. Battling her rising fear, Margaret must confront the monster she's evaded for two decades, who has come to conclude their unfinished business. Resurrection is going to be released by IFC Films in theaters and on demand August 5th. And if you have Shudder, Shudder will be the exclusive streaming home of Resurrection in November of 2022. Pagan Peak Season 2 is now available on the streaming service Topic. Pagan Peak is also known as Der Pass. It is an Austrian-German crime thriller inspired by the series The Bridge. Season 2 premiered exclusively on Topic May 12th. It is quoted by Drama Quarterly as the best TV drama coming out of Europe. The Australian says, struck a chord with both industry influencers and audiences. And crime fiction lover says Der Pass has all the tones needed for a Nordic noir masterpiece. When the first female body is found, propped up like a hunting trophy, the police fear yet another serial killer in the border region between Germany and Austria. Meanwhile, our Austro-German investigator duo is unfit for duty. Ellie is struggling in the face of trauma, and the attempt on Gideon's life forces his early retirement. A new junior officer, Jella Antek, is on the case, but she isn't able to complete it alone. As Ellie and Gideon are forced to team up alongside Jella on this deeply unique investigation, they begin to see each other in a way neither could have imagined as potential adversaries. Dare Pass, otherwise known as Pagan Peak, is now available on the streaming platform Topic. Deadline reports Shelby Oaks is starting production. The Kickstarter-backed horror film Shelby Oaks by YouTuber Chris Stuckman has started production and found its key cast. Camille Sullivan from Hunter x Hunter is stepping into the lead role and is supported by Brandon Sexton III from Don't Breathe 2, Michael Beach, If Beale Street Could Talk, Robin Bartlett from Shutter Island, and Keith David, well, we all know who he is, Charlie Talbert from The Big Short, Emily Bennett from Alone With You, and newcomer Sarah Dern from Where the Crawdads Sing. That will round out your cast. Now, the film centers around Mia, played by Sullivan, her frantic search for her sister Riley, played by newcomer Sarah Dern. After Riley ominously disappeared in the last tape of a group of paranormal investigators called the Paranormal Paranoids. As Mia's obsession grows, she begins to suspect that the imaginary demon from Riley's childhood may have actually been real. YouTube critic and filmmaker Stuckman is the writer-director, and Aaron B. Koontz of Paper Street Pictures is producing as well. Of course, we know Aaron from Scare Package. The team launched their Kickstarter funding campaign on March 1st and went on to break the record as the most funded horror film in the platform's history, reaching more than $1.39 million, and it's generating interest from studios. Now, Creator VC is also involved with this. Creator VC, of course, is the team that brought you the In Search of Darkness documentaries as well as In Search of Tomorrow. Robin Block is the man behind Creator VC. And I reached out just to congratulate him on the success of the Kickstarter for Shelby Oaks. And he said he is really thrilled with everything. It's a great project, and he is really delighted with the Kickstarter results. Now, even though the Kickstarter is over, you can still pre-order the film. Now, I will quickly go over a few of the different tiers that you can do. For $75, you can get the Blu-ray, DVD, poster, and the behind-the-scenes experience. And other tiers are, if you just want a digital copy only, that's $25. If you want a digital plus behind-the-scenes experience, that's $45. If you want to do a Blu-ray DVD merchandise pack, that's $150. A special thanks with Blu-ray DVD merchandise is $250. Associate producer credit tier is $1,400. Co-producer credit is $2,800. And the executive producer credit is $5,600. You can also purchase screening tickets. You can do screening in Austin. Two tickets are $250. You can do tickets for Cleveland, screening in Cleveland for $250, as well as a screening in New York for two tickets. That would be $250 as well. You can look up Shelby Oaks backer kit, which is actually shelbyoaks.backerkit.com, and then there's a whole bunch of stuff after it. So I don't want to give you this long, involved website. So just look up Shelby Oaks backer kit, and you will get all the information regarding what the behind-the-scenes experience is. But check it out. If there's one thing we all know from Creator VC, they do put great packages together for their films. And, well, they also put really, really good films together as well. The trailer for the new film Prey is out. It's actually a very short teaser trailer. I'm not going to ruin it for you. If you haven't seen it or if you don't know anything about it, just check it out. It's like literally a minute, if that. And the film itself is going to be on Hulu. But definitely check out the trailer because it's got a nice surprise in it. Slasher Flesh and Blood is now available on 4K Blu-ray. The latest season of the series Slasher revolves around a wealthy, dysfunctional family that gathers for a reunion on a secluded island and soon discover they'll be pitted against one another in a cruel game of life and death, all while being stalked by a mysterious, masked killer. Nothing is what it seems, and no one is safe as the tension and body count ratchets up. Additional features include Behind the Scenes, In Conversation with David Cronenberg, Black Spot FX on Slasher Flesh and Blood, Meet the Galloways, Reliving the Kill, and optional English SDH and Spanish subtitles for the main feature. It is an RLJE Films release. Another RLJE Films release on Blu-ray is The Cellar, the new film that stars Elisha Cuthbert, Owen Mackin, Abby Fitz, and Dylan Fitzmaurice Brady. The film is still streaming on Shudder, and if you missed my interview with the director of the film, Brendan Muldowney, you can go a couple of tombstones back and listen to that as well. The Blu-ray release is going to be June 21st. In The Cellar, Kira Woods, played by Elisha Cuthbert, her daughter mysteriously vanishes in the cellar of their new house. She soon discovers there is an ancient and powerful entity controlling their home that she will have to face or risk losing her family's souls forever. Special features include interviews with the cellar cast and crew. The Cellar VFX before and after. You'll get director and producer commentary, the 10 Steps short film and commentary. That was the film that Brendan did that inspired this feature, and optional English and Spanish subtitles for the main feature. And yes, you can catch my interview with director Brendan Muldowney on Tombstone 44. So a few moments ago, I just talked about David Cronenberg, the actor. Well, now David Cronenberg, the director, is in the news. Decal Releasing has revealed a preliminary release date for the upcoming Blu-ray release on David Cronenberg's new film, Crimes of the Future, which stars Viggo Mortensen, Lea Seydoux, and Kristen Stewart. It's going to be coming out on Blu-ray August 9th. As the human species adapts to a synthetic environment, the body undergoes new transformations and mutations. With his partner Caprice, played by Lea Seydoux, Saul Tenser, played by Viggo Mortensen, celebrity performance artist, publicly showcases the metamorphosis of his organs in avant-garde performances. Timlin, played by Kristen Stewart, an investigator from the National Organ Registry, obsessively tracks their movements, which is when a mysterious group is revealed. Their mission: to use Saul's notoriety to shed light on the next phase of human evolution. Man, if that doesn't sound like a Cronenberg movie, I don't know what does. The more things change, man. It's great. It is so great. All right, well, with that, that wraps up the news. Let's look at some notes. The band composers of the In Search of Tomorrow soundtrack, Weary Pines, Jamie Chambers and Don McLennan Jr. Just a reminder, if you're not familiar with their work, check out their soundtracks. You can get them on iTunes, on Spotify. I know the fellows would appreciate it if you would stream that, because it helps the algorithm and gets them out there more in the streaming world. But if you're interested in purchasing any of their work, you can go to their website, which is wearypines.com. That is wearypines.com. I believe the soundtrack is the complete soundtrack for In Search of Tomorrow. It's I think it's still £10, which roughly equals about $13 US. Or depending on when you're listening to this, it could be $250 US. Who knows? That's just kind of where we're headed right now, folks. The train is a-rolling. So what I'm getting at is, if you can afford to buy it now, you should probably do it now. Now, there are a lot of streaming services out there, and I know a lot of stuff can get lost. And certainly for those of us that are horror fans, the streaming service has been Shudder. They've taken over the market. They've done just an amazing job as a horror streaming service. Now, of course, you're going to find on Prime horror films streaming on there, maybe on Crackle, maybe on Hulu. Of course, Peacock has all of the classic Universal monsters as well as their updated library as well. Well, another streaming service that does have horror, and maybe some of you know this already, Tubi. And Tubi's been really trying to do something these last couple of Halloweens, where they've been trying to really kind of up their game for horror films and horror series. Well, I was on Tubi about a week ago, and I hadn't been on in a while because I kind of get stuck on a couple of apps and I just kind of bounce between those. And I broke my OCD with my streaming apps and fired up Tubi and started looking. And they really do have a really good selection of horror on there. But one of the things that I saw on there that I wanted to mention to you is if you ever wanted to catch the 1980s anthology series Freddy Nightmares, it is available on Tubi TV. And it is the 2-season, 44-episode run of the series. It's all there. So if you've never seen Freddy's Nightmares before, or if you're really interested in checking it out, go to Tubi. It's there. It's free. I believe Tubi is with commercials, which is fine. I'm great with that, too. So it makes you feel like you're back in the 80s. You get to watch a 30-minute show that actually probably runs 30 minutes after all said and done. But yeah, Freddy's Nightmares on Tubi TV. Now, this last note that I wanted to make here is something that caught my eye the other day. And I get the email blast from Fright Rags, which, of course, is the great clothing and merchandising company created by Ben Scrivens, who was on the show last year. And Ben and his team do great work with all those great shirts and just, you know, the lunch boxes and all that stuff that they get, all the different merchandising stuff is just great. Well, there was something I saw the other day on here, and I really felt compelled to mention this on here because it also goes to show you not only what a great company they are, because I own at least one of their shirts. Their product is fantastic, but also their heart is really good too. So I wanted to mention this to you because I'm hoping to kind of spread the word on this if people aren't aware of this. They are selling a shirt, which they're calling the charity shirt, and it's the Toxic Avenger shirt that they are selling. And 100% of the profits from the sale of that shirt are going to be donated to stuntman Big Dave Matty. I think I'm saying it right. It's M-A-T-T-E-Y. They're helping support him as he fights this incredibly rare disease called amyloidosis. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Amyloidosis. Now, Dave has been a stuntman for over 20 years, and I have tremendous respect for the stuntmen and stuntwomen out there in the entertainment industry. It is, well, I mean, it's an incredibly dangerous profession, and they just make it look so easy, and they do so much to entertain us. It is incredible. So Dave has appeared in shows like Better Call Saul, The Book of Boba Fett. He was in Hancock, and he played Toxic Avenger in Citizen Toxie, the Toxic Avenger 4. Now, Dave and Ben Scrivens, who, as I just mentioned, is the owner of Fright Rags, they grew up together in the same neighborhood, and they spent a lot of time hanging out. They watched, you know, Robotech cartoons. They drew. They went to see movies like The Transformers and the original Batman film, 1989, not the 1960s film. And Ben wanted to create a shirt in honor of Dave. And they want to put 100% of these proceeds to him so he can help fight this rare disease. And basically what it is it leaves him suffering with chronic pain. It prevents him from walking, let alone really doing anything else. It sounds incredibly debilitating. Look, you don't have to be a fan of Toxic Avenger. If you have any empathy for someone going through something like this, and you can do it, if you can please go to Fright Rags and just get the shirt, I think that would be a nice give back. For someone who, yes, they get paid to do their jobs just like all of us do to get paid our jobs. However, you know what? As fans of the art form and fans of the genre, I think this would be a really special thank you by buying a shirt where all the proceeds are going to go to this, in particular, in this instance, this man who has done so much and is suffering really horribly. It just sounds just terrible. So again, Fright Rags is where you can go. They have the information on there. I really felt the need to mention this when I saw it. And Ben also sent special thanks to Lloyd Kaufman and Trauma for letting them use the Toxic Avenger classic character on that shirt. And special thanks goes from me to Lloyd Kaufman and all those at Troma who helped make this happen as well. You guys are awesome, and we wish Dave all the best here from the Graveyard Show podcast. Last but not least, regarding notes, if you did not catch last week's Joe Bob episode 4, can't believe we're already at 4, I was able to catch some of it live on Friday. And, man, again, only Joe Bob and Darcy could pull this off. It is, this I am going to tell you what it is. So this week's movies were the original Nosferatu, the silent German film, as well as the 1979 Werner Herzog remake with Klaus Kinski. And I won't ruin what they do on here, but again, it just goes to show you why Joe Bob is the ultimate and why Darcy is so great and the crew that put that show on are so good. Man, they're the best. They really are. So if you haven't seen it yet, you're in for a doozy. It's really good. And yeah, it's just great. Joe Bob and The Last Drive-In just never ceases to amaze. They always come up with something new. Just when you thought you've seen it all on that show, they pull out something new. So anyway, kudos to those guys, and check it out. Let me know what you think. Now, speaking of which, let's talk about Suspiria. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, is the 1977 Dario Argento film Suspiria overrated? I asked myself this very question in the year 2009. It was the first year the Graveyard Show podcast was available online. Now, why is that so significant, you ask? Okay. Well, there is a film organization here in Los Angeles called Cinespia, and they conduct movie screenings around town. They have them at different venues. And during the summers, they screen movies at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. I mean, you literally are sitting in a cemetery, and they project this movie alongside one of the buildings. And there's a whole thing there. They have a DJ that plays when people are coming in. And, you know, you bring your beach chairs, your low beach chairs. People bring beach towels. They go to Trader Joe's to get, you know, whatever they want to eat or pick up some wine. And, you know, they have those funny smelling cigarettes. And you just kind of hang out and you watch the movie. And it's very popular. Now, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery is very famous because there are a lot of celebrities who are residing there. Marilyn Monroe, Judy Garland, Cecil B. DeMille, Mickey Rooney, Rudolph Valentino, Johnny and Dee Dee Ramone, Valerie Harper, and Chris Cornell, just to name a few. Now, if you have to ask me who any of those people are, you should just turn around and leave right now. You should know at least most, if not all, those names. So basically what you do is you pay to enter. It's $5 a person per car, right? So this one night in 2009, my wife and I and I think it was three of our friends decided to go to see Suspiria playing in the cemetery. How awesome would that be? So we drove down there. We parked. A couple of our friends had never seen Suspiria. And one of our other friends had seen it, and we were like, oh, you're going to love it. It's great. It's one of the classic horror films of all time, one of the great Italian horror movies, one of the great horror films. We're going on and on and on about this movie. And we're going, we're setting up, we're hanging out, starting to get dark, and the DJ stops playing, and everybody gets settled in, and then Suspiria starts. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the movie, and I'm getting into it again. And I'm noticing that some of it is just not getting over with the audience. And there's certain instances where people are laughing where they really shouldn't be. And the film itself does not feel very intense. It doesn't feel foreboding as you're going through it. It didn't have that impact that it had when I'd watched it at home or at a friend's house. It just didn't have that impact. And we're watching it, and we're like, what is happening? Why is this not working? When the film ends and everybody's getting up and walking away, heading back to their cars, our friends who hadn't seen the film before kind of had one of those looks like, that was the great Italian horror movie you're telling us about. And we're like, yeah, we don't know what happened. It was very bizarre. And it's something that's kind of, I don't want to say bothered me. It doesn't bother me, but it just kind of stuck with me that, is Suspiria an overrated film? Now, I could come up with reasons why, and I could kind of say to you, well, here's why and here's what I think, but I decided that I'm going to use that as the subject for my next Catacombs of Horror. Is Suspiria overrated? Now, this is something I never do. I never tell my audience what my next Catacombs of Horror is going to be, but it's going to be that. And if you'd like to participate and you would like to send me your thoughts, you can do so again at the email address gyspodcast@gmail.com. That is caretakerisawesome@gmail.com. And you can send me your thoughts on Suspiria, if you liked it, if you didn't like it, if you think it's overrated, if you think it's not overrated, and put together your argument as to why you think it is and why it isn't. Not just, I didn't like it, it sucks, Argento's overrated. Like, give me a reason why you think it is. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, please leave your comments below as well. And what I would like to do is take these comments and thoughts and add them to Catacombs of Horror. Now, of course, I'll give you your credit. I'll give you your credit, man. You get it? No, but I think it would just be nice to hear what other people think about Suspiria, especially now that we are, 50 years out now? Coming up on 50 years in 27. Yeah, so that's why I'm asking, is Suspiria overrated? Not to be one of these debate shows that are like, I'm just going to take the other side to take the other side. I truly am curious whether or not you think Suspiria is overrated, and I'll let you know what I think in the next episode of Catacombs of Horror. That may be in the next couple weeks, maybe in the next couple months. It just depends on how I feel. No, actually, what I am doing right now is I'm putting together the latest episode, or I should say, in this case, the newest episode of BC's Video Vault. And those are segments from the original version of the Graveyard Show podcast, where Brian Collins from HorrorMovieADay.com reviewed some movies on the program. He was a monthly contributor at the time. I had three of them. And what I'm doing is I'm taking these BC Video Vault segments, taking them from their original shows, and I'm posting them separately here on YouTube. So check it out. If you are a YouTube subscriber, you'll know when they're up. And if you're not, come on in to the graveyard on YouTube. There's exclusive segments on the YouTube channel as well, including the George A. Romero wing, which contains all the different interviews that I did regarding George A. Romero and his films. And the BC Video Vault segments will be YouTube exclusive as well. There are, I think, 7 of them. So the latest edition, he will review 3 films, and I cannot remember their name right now because I'm at that age now. Anyway, check it out. It will be up very soon, so check out the YouTube channel. And regarding Catacombs of Horror, Catacombs of Horror is currently a playlist in the Graveyard Show Podcast's YouTube channel. Also, Catacombs of Horror has its own YouTube channel as well. So the newer ones, starting with this new Suspiria one, will be over there. So if you want to check that out, the easiest way is to go to the Graveyard Show Podcast's YouTube channel. And then once you get to the homepage where you see the Graveyard Show banner on the top, right on the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little thing that says Catacombs of Horror. Click on that. It'll take you right to Catacombs of Horror and vice versa. When you're on Catacombs of Horror, you can click on that button that says Graveyard Show Podcast. It'll take you right back. But yes, Catacombs of Horror will now be uploaded to its own YouTube channel. So I hope you join me over there as well. Catacombs of Horror on YouTube. And the Graveyard Show Podcast, of course, is available everywhere podcasts exist. And if you have time, I would really appreciate it if you could please rate the show. Don't need to review it. If you'd like to review it, please do so. But if you could at least give the show a rating, I would greatly appreciate it. Something that I rarely ask, but it would just be nice to get a little feedback and a little bit of love online, since the show is free, you know. But I would appreciate that if you could do so, please. And of course, if you know anyone who is a fan of horror, please invite them to enter the graveyard. New listeners and friends are always welcome. On my next podcast, which will be out the week of June 3rd, I'm going to be joined by one of the co-directors of the new film, The Passenger, which is going to be in theaters on June 3rd. That is Fernando Gonzalez Gomez will be joining me here. He is the co-director of the new film, The Passenger. So looking forward to having you back here the week of June 3rd. All righty, my friends. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you again. And as you exit the graveyard, I would like to remind you to please lock the gate behind you. We wouldn't want anyone to get out. Until next time.